Homily 77, funeral. I am the resurrection and the life. When Agatha Christie, the famous mystery writer, was a young girl, her father died. Her relatives picked her to comfort her mother. She wrote, "I went timidly up to my mother and touched her. Mummy, father is at peace now. He's happy. You wouldn't want him back, would you?" And suddenly my mother reared up in bed with a sudden gesture that startled me into jumping back. "Yes, I would," she cried in a loud voice. "Yes, I would. I would do anything in the world to have him back if I could. I want him. I want him back here, now, in this world with me." When working as a chaplain in a large hospital in San Diego, I remember a woman who said to her dying husband while I anointed him, "I've always loved you. Thank you for being such a good husband, father, grandfather, man. Thank you for the children and grandchildren you gave me. Thank you for the long life we shared it. It breaks my heart, but now I give you to God. I'll see you in the afterlife." When I was in Germany many years ago, Father Karl Rahner told us about a woman he knew who had two sons who were about to be sent to the war on the Russian front. That meant almost certain death for her sons. The woman shouted at God, told him he could not have her sons. How angry she was that God would even consider taking them. But they were sent to the front anyway, and they were killed. A short time later, this woman forgave God and made her peace with God and also herself. Now, it's very human to resent it with someone we love is taken from us. And there is nothing wrong with feeling pain and even anger toward God. Read the Psalms. The mixed feeling towards God. Even Jesus cried over the death of his friend Lazarus, and of course he raised Lazarus from the dead. Even Jesus at one point in his life so feared death that his sweat was like blood. Even Jesus on the cross tasted the bitterness of death and shouted out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Yet, Jesus so trusted his Father that even on the cross he could say at the end, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And to prove that we can trust, yes, trust, that God is our eternal life, our healing, our comfort, Jesus' Father raised Jesus from the dead. So, if we are really Christians, not merely in name, we must see, sooner or later, God's loving hand in all that happens. Again, we grieve here for Donald Trump, but with a hope filled with faith in the risen Christ. Do you believe this? It's very hard to be a believing Christian in a culture that does everything to deny the reality of death and expresses that denial in so many ways, and also denies that there is anything beyond this life. Now, what do you believe? Our American culture with its denial of death and anything after death, or the risen Christ who promises eternal life? Christianity, in a sense, is really as simple as believing that God has the last word, and that this word is life, eternal life. The Bible says that if a person lives to be 60, has a good spouse, sees his children and grandchildren grow up, has had a good family and friends and some of the good things of life, ages with grace, dies quickly and painlessly, then that person has been greatly blessed by God. Donald Trump was so blessed. He had a full life. Let us remember that. Here you can add, just a suggestion, family names, names who blessed you, that you had a father, and so on, that you were the center of his life, and so on. It's good. It's a good place to insert a few family or personal memories. Now, I wouldn't be here at this funeral if I honestly did not believe that Donald Trump now lives a new, fulfilled, beautiful life in God. Now he not only sees God, but he also sees himself as the beautiful person he has become through his full life filled with God's loving care. He is now not only with God, but he's also with us in an even deeper way. The deeper anyone enters into God's life, the Trinitarian life, the deeper he or she enters into the lives of all those whom God loves. In many small towns in southern Germany, and I always found this striking and beautiful, the cemetery is right outside the church. So you can't go into or leave the church without passing through the cemetery. After a baptism, first communion, confirmation, a wedding, the people go out of the church and introduce the newly baptized, confirm, the first communicant, newlyweds, to their buried loved ones right outside the church. Because of their deep faith, they know that their loved ones are still with them in the communion of saints because they live in God. Do you want to feel Donald Trump's presence right now? He is in Christ. Speak with him anytime you receive Holy Communion. All this is the reason good Pope John the 23rd could say, every day is a good day to be born, every day is a good day to die. Let us not only pray for Donald Trump, also pray to him, because right now he is praying for us.